Well, it is Monday morning, and during the legislative session, that means we talk with Iowa Public Radio's Statehouse correspondent, Joyce Russell. Hi, Joyce.
Hello, Sarah.
So Governor Branstad is meeting some resistance to his nominees for the State Board of Regents. Only one out of three made it last week through an initial state Senate panel review. Is the governor going to have to submit new names?
Well, he might, but it's too early to be predicting that just yet. Two nominees were passed out of committee without recommendation, and that's code for we have doubts about these appointments. And that's former Iowa Farm Bureau President Craig Lang, who's currently the president of the Board of Regents, and evangelical leader Robert Kramer. So now the Democrats, if they count the votes and conclude there aren't enough for confirmation, the governor would have the option to submit new names. Here's what Senate Majority Leader Mike Gronstall had to say late last week.
So we're kind of in the middle of that process, and I won't tell you I know that. I don't think I know the outcome at this point. So that's the exercise we're going through.
And I should say, even if the Democrats conclude that the votes aren't there for confirmation, that doesn't necessarily mean that the governor will submit new names. In the past, we've seen candidates choose to face the full Senate vote, sort of force the Senate to say no to them in a public venue. So that could happen here, too.
So are these appointments very often controversial?
Well, most of us will remember the last really high-profile one, and that was back in 1993. Governor Branstad, back then, renominated Regents President the late Marvin Pomerantz, and the Democratic Senate declined to confirm him. He had overseen a very controversial project to eliminate duplication at the universities. More recently, in 2004, the Senate declined to confirm Des Moines attorney Jonathan Wilson. And that was for a seat on the State Board of Education. Wilson is gay, and back then that was enough to derail his confirmation in the Senate with Republicans in charge back then.
And it sounds like gay rights are a bit of an issue this time around as well.
That's right. Sort of the reverse of the Jonathan Wilson case. Nominee Robert Kramer has made statements about gays that are threatening his appointment with Democrats in control of the Senate now. And as for President Lang, he's made enemies with Democrats over the handling of the Harkin Institute at Iowa State.
Moving, Joyce, to another social issue, abortions for female prison inmates also came up last week at the State House. Senate Republicans are proposing an amendment that they say would make sure state employees don't have to transport female inmates to get abortions. What is this all about? And is this kind of shaping up as a women's rights versus freedom of conscience issue?
Well, it's a freedom of conscience issue for some Republicans, for sure. One Republican senator said that he heard from a female sheriff's deputy who was required to transport an inmate to a medical facility to have an abortion and to stand by while the procedure was being performed, just as a law enforcement officer normally would stand by for a medical procedure. That's unacceptable for some abortion opponents, and the senator would like to see that banned. I will say that the Department of Corrections has said that no abortions have been performed on inmates in the state prison system.
You know, and this makes me wonder, Joyce, how common is it for inmates in the prison system to even be pregnant? Are they coming in already pregnant when they come to prison?
Well, we checked with the Department of Corrections on that, and they report in 2012, for example, they report there were 27 pregnant inmates, and 20 of them delivered their babies during that calendar year while they were still incarcerated. The spokesman goes on to say that there have been no cases where an inmate became pregnant while in prison. I asked about conjugal visits. Those aren't allowed for male or female inmates. So if a woman is pregnant, she came to incarceration already in that condition, we found out.
Now, let's talk quickly about the state budget. House lawmakers have approved some of the less controversial aspects of the budget plan already, but there's still a lot of work left to do.
Right. The House made the opening salvo when it passed some budget bills last week, including the education budget, without a single Democratic vote. So there's still lots of negotiating ahead. As we've reported, there's a $400 million difference between House Republicans and Senate Democrats on the entire state budget. And as the Republican House Speaker said last week, that's a big number.
All right. Well, thanks for that look at State House politics, Joyce.
Thank you, Sarah.